He's driven in 20 on the season now. And Ollie Marmol is out of the dugout. And it would appear that he's going to go take the ball from Thompson here and bring Gallegos into this game to face Willie Adames. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular built for us. Gallegos coming on. It's a 6-4 Brewers lead here in the top of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to build your dream yard or get out on the water, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 40-pound bags of Blaine's brand wild bird food, $16.99. $5 off your choice of Estate Weed and Feed or lawn fertilizer. Find great deals on trailers and towing, like $30 off select Curt trailer hitches and mounts. And all Blazer trailer lighting is 15% off for rewards members. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Giovanni Gallegos takes over on the mound for St. Louis. Brewers have runners on the corners. And Willie Adames coming to the plate. William Contreras just drove in his 20th of the season to give the Brewers a 6-4 lead. And now Gallegos will face Adames. Gallegos making his 10th appearance of the year. He's 2-0 with a 4.70 ERA. And an opportunity to really tack on here for the crew. Gallegos pitched two-thirds of an inning in last night's game. Right-handed pitcher looks in and brings home the pitch to Willie, and it's fouled up and out of play first base side, and it's 0-1. Gallegos two-thirds of an inning, a hit, no runs, and two strikeouts in last night's contest. Brewers with a two-run advantage. I'm trying to add to it, just one out in the inning. Gallegos set at the chest, the 0-1 pitch, and Willie took a strike. It's 0-2. Adames today 0-3. He's 1-8 in the series. Gallegos, the 0-2 pitch, missed down and in, and it's 1-2. This is another guy the Brewers would love to get going. Adames was very good on that road trip, specifically in Baltimore, had the big series in Baltimore. One-two pitch. Down in the dirt, gets away from Herrera, but not far enough for Frelick to try to dart home from third. He stays put. And it's 2-2 on Willie. Frelick was thinking about it. Probably made the wise decision. That would have been tough to score on. A little bit further away from him, you probably have a pretty good shot. Contreras gets his lead from first. Gallegos brings home the 2-2 pitch and fouled back into the net, and it stays at 2-2. Fastball up and away. And Adames got to it and was able to foul it off and stay alive. That is a part of it. Spoiling pitches. Trying to wear out the pitcher to where he makes a mistake to you. 2-2. Line down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Hits off the sidewall and kicks into left field. Frelich will score. On his way to third is Contreras. He'll stop there. It's an RBI double for Willy Adames. And the Brewers, with a little more breathing room here in the sixth, it's 7-4 Crew. $75 to the Mac Fund for that double hit by Adames. West Bend, the silver lining. Still just one out in the inning. And now second and third for the Crew. And Rhys Hoskins coming to the plate. And the Cardinals have to bring that infield in. So two runs home here in the sixth to grow this lead to three. The pitch. Hoskins punches one through the right side over the glove of Goldschmidt and into right field. Contreras will score. Stopping at third is Adames. It's an 8-4 Brewers lead. And the Brewers have him on the corners and still just one away. And before Oliver Dunn hits, 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you, a three-run top of the sixth for the Brewers. They lead it 8-4 on this Saturday afternoon in St. Louis. Runners on the corners, one out for Oliver Dunn. Gallegos, the pitch, and it missed up and in, and it's 1-0. Brewers trying to win this series this afternoon and set themselves up for an opportunity to sweep tomorrow against their division rival. Hoskins gets his lead from first. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It gets away from the catcher, Herrera. Sprinting down the line is Adames. He will score. Up to second goes Hoskins. It's 9-4 Brewers. And the wheels coming off for the Cardinals here in the sixth. A wild pitch charged to Gallegos. And the Brewers have pushed four runs across, and they're not necessarily done yet. It is a two-ball, no-strike count on Dunn. Hoskins now in scoring position. As Gallegos looks at second in the 2-0 pitch, and a swing and a miss from Dunn at the slider, it's 2-1. Wind has picked up considerably in the last inning, blowing out towards right. Good news if you're a left-handed hitter like Oliver Dunn. 2-1. Dunn fouls one back and out of play, and it's 2-2. Brewers with four hits in this inning and a walk. They've pushed four runs across. Nine runs on 13 hits in this ball game so far for the Crew. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Dunn strikes out, and there's two away. Andre Pallante getting loose in the Cardinals bullpen. Now here's Gary Sanchez. Sanchez has had a good day. Two hits. He's 2-for-3 with a single and a double today. Hoskins gets his lead from second. And the pitch. And Sanchez took a strike with a slider on the inner half. It's 0-1. A relentless offensive attack today for the Brewers. Now Sanchez will ask for time. And he'll go for a little walk. The wind, as we told you, it's picked up a little bit here. Sanchez climbs back in there. No balls in one strike against him. Gallegos. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider down and away. Sanchez went after it. And it's nothing in two. Milner has been warming for what feels like a decade out in the Brewers bullpen. As this has been a lengthy inning. The eighth batter of the inning is Sanchez here. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider down and away. And Gallegos gets back-to-back strikeouts to finally get out of the inning, but the Brewers push four runs across. They turn a 5-4 lead into a commanding 9-4 advantage. We go to the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hey.
Calling all Jedi. Join the Brewers for Star Wars Night, presented by 620 WTMJ on Saturday, May 11th. A special ticket to the game against St. Louis. She'll take home a Brewers reversible dark versus light side shirt. Get your tickets now at Brewers.com. Lars Nootbaar leads off the bottom of the sixth inning, a 9-4 Brewers advantage, and Hobie Milner takes over on the mound for the crew. And the first pitch to Nootbaar is a breaking ball down and away. It's 1-0. 1-0 pitch, a swinging strike, and it's 1-1. Milner is the third pitcher used by the crew. 1-1. This is lifted towards center. Coming in is Perkins, and he's there to make the catch for the first out in the sixth. And Brewers had to really use their bullpen last night with the extra inning. Enjoying a 5-run advantage here. Would love to try and stay away from some of those late inning leverage guys if they could. Here's Jordan Walker, pitch missed outside. It's 1-0. Certainly, I'm guessing, but I would think the Brewers would like to stay away from Pyomps, Trevor McGill. 1-0, flinched at a ball a little bit low. It's two balls and no strikes. Probably would have Uribe available if needed. Brian Hudson may be available. 2-0 pitch. In there with a strike, it's 2-1. Best case scenario would be to be able to turn this game over to Thiago Vieira at some point and let him take care of the final outs of this game. Lifted foul and out of play down the right field line, and it's 2-2 on Jordan Walker. He was 0-1 with a walk today. There is action in that Cardinals bullpen. The pitch hit in the air towards right. Coming in is Churio with the sunglasses on. He's there to make the catch. And a couple of fly ball outs recorded by Milner here in the bottom of the sixth. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. So here's Michael Ciani, the center fielder and the number 9 hitter. He has not been retired today. He's singled and he's walked in this contest. First pitch from Milner in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. Brewers have hit 3 home runs in this game today. on their way to 9 total runs. There's a sweeper that missed low, just below the zone. It's 1-1. Milner, first base side of the rubber, brings home the 1-1 pitch, and he missed inside. It's 2-1. Two outs and nobody on. A breezy day here in St. Louis as Pallante continues to get loose in the Cardinals' pen. 2-1, ground ball to first, backhanded by Hoskins. A toss to Milner covering. And that'll do it for the Cardinals in the bottom of the sixth. A 1-2-3 inning for Hobie Milner. We're off to the seventh, 9-4 Milwaukee. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states. Great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Well, the Milwaukee Brewers offer active duty military veterans and all first responders half-price tickets in select locations for regular season Sunday home games. Next up, get half-off tickets to the Yankees game on Sunday, April 28th. Get tickets at Brewers.com. 9-4 Brewers. Pallante is on for the Cardinals to pitch. And here is Josh Maurer.
That's just a week from tomorrow, that deal against the Yankees. Here we go with Blake Perkins against the right-hander. And Andre Pallante misses up and in with ball one. Ollie Marmol's had to use four pitchers now. And it's been all Brewers since the second inning. 9-4 they lead. They've scored seven unanswered runs. Perkins takes a strike, 1-1. Blake began the three-run rally that gave Milwaukee the lead back in the fourth. He doubled. 1-for-2 has also been hit by a pitch. Slow windup, the 1-1. Ground ball past the mound, up the middle, but played by the shortstop Mason Wynn near the bag, and he chucks it over first in time to retire Blake Perkins. Hard hit, but out number one for Andre Pallante. Third year in the big leagues for Pallante. Last couple of years, exclusively a reliever. This season, he's making his ninth appearance, 0-1 with a 6.43 earned run average. Brewers have seen him quite a bit the last few years. Here comes Bryce Terang, who's got one of those three home runs. He takes over the inside corner from Pallante, nothing and one. Big innings, three in the fourth and four in the sixth for the crew. Terang is 1-for-3 with that homer, and he chops one to shortstop. This will be played on the second hop with a forehand by Mason Wynn. Makes the throw again perfectly over to first. Couple of 6-3 groundouts for Pallante to begin his outing. It brings up Jackson Churio. Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry, you got to order by April 30th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. Jackson Churio has homered and walked. 1-for-2 officially. It was his fourth career homer. The pitch. Low ball one. I've got a Jackson Churio stat courtesy of the great Sarah Langs. You ready for this?
I am always ready.
He is the fourth youngest player to hit at least four homers in his first 17 career games. 1-0. Foul back. Took a big cut.
I'm just going to guess that he's in really good company.
You would
be
correct.
Guess?
Yeah.
That there's some pretty big names and good names that also are in that same club?
The answer is affirmative. I will give them to you after this 1-1 pitch. Two out, nobody on. 9-4 Brewers, and Pallante throws. Misses inside, 2-1. In 1964, the great Tony Conigliaro did it. 1996, Andrew Jones did it.
Not bad.
And Lou Klimchuk did it in 1958. I got to admit, I'm unfamiliar with the work of Mr. Klimchuk, but sounds like pretty good company. Pitch bounced in. It's 3-1. At least four homers in his first 17 games. That's the list. Pallante from his windup. 3-1 pitch. In at the knees for a strike. 3-2.
Klimchuk debuted at the age of 18 in 1958.
Yeah, they used to call him Baby Lou. I don't know. 3-2 pitch, inside and low. Churio's aboard for a third time as he walks.
I don't know that that's true.
probably not.
How about this? He only went on to hit 13 home runs in his 12 years.
Well, he was getting them out of the way early.
Yeah.
Walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin says to Jackson Churio, there is a difference. His second free pass draw on a two-out runner against Pallante in the seventh brings up Sal Frelick. He's 2-for-4. There goes Churio. Pitch is low. Throw to second by Herrera. Bounces not in time. He adds a stolen base to his ledger here this afternoon, does the 20-year-old phenom. Actually, that pitch was called a strike. I thought below the knees of Frelick, but strike one. And Jackson Churio picks up stolen base number four. He's not been caught. Runner in scoring position with two out. Delta Dental getting busy, donating to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin with that steal. 0-1 pitch. That is a ball low on Frelick. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans, one name you trust.
Just to give you a little bit more background on Klimchuk, he was a Milwaukee Brave, and his first year there was 1963.
1-1. Ground ball towards short. Played with a backhand in the hole by Mason Wynn. Plants his feet, throws low to first. It gets away from Goldschmidt. It trickles to the dugout, and Churio scores run number 10. An error. Mason Wynn, a low throw. Frelick safe at first. And once it got all the way to that first base dugout, you knew Jackson Churio was going to come on home. It is 10-4 the Brewers. Wynn made the first two plays in the inning. Had a chance to have all three outs. Had to rush the throw a little bit after the backhanded pickup and an E6. Here comes William Contreras. 2-for-4. RBI single last inning. He takes inside ball one. So Lou Klimchuk was a Milwaukee guy. Good to hear.
And do you know who was also on the 1963 Milwaukee Braves?
I do. He's probably listening.
Yep. There's a very good chance he is.
He's probably very angry at me for not having been familiar with the feats of Lou Klimchuk. Hitting four homers in his first 17 career games.
He didn't do that with the Braves, though. He did that earlier in his career, of course.
Yeah, but I should know his whole resume.
With the Kansas City Athletics.
Contreras ahead 1-0. Pallante has given up an unearned run. And the pitch. Big swing, no contact. William tried to hit that one out to the arch. No contact, though. 1-1. So he can make it 8 unanswered runs for the Brewers. Pallante set at the chest, and the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss again, and it's 1-2 on Contreras. I think we're in agreement, though, that Mr. Cheerios in elite company.
There's a lot of different numbers you can break down with what he's doing because of his age. Everything he's doing is of somewhat historical significance.
There goes Frelick. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air. Shallow into left center. Long run in for the left fielder, Nootbaar taking charge, and he makes the catch charging towards the infield, Lars Nootbaar. That'll end the inning as Contreras flies out. Well, Churio has scored 3 runs today. His stolen base after the walk was helpful, and then an error has made it 10-4. Hobie Milner back to work as we go to the bottom of the 7th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hobie Milner delivers strike one on Brendan Donovan, beginning the home 7th. It's now 10-4 Milwaukee. Donovan facing Hobie, who retired all 3 batters in the 6th, and the 0-1 comes in low with a sinker. Abner Uribe is getting loose in the bullpen, and that might be for the next 3 batters. All righties, Goldschmidt, Wilson Contreras, and Arenado. So this might be it for Hobie. We'll see. The 1-1. Donovan took a sweeping breaking ball low and away. 2-1. Everybody all stretched out at Busch. Almost 42,000 announced here today. The 2-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball, but foul up the first baseline. 2-2, the 7th inning stretch. Sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, it's time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Best availability, IslandResortGolf.com. Sun shining, Milner's 2-2. Outside corner, ring him up. Fastball right on the black, and Hobie Milner. Another great outing after his first major league save recorded fewer than 24 hours ago in the 10th inning last night. Comes back and goes 4 up, 4 down here today. The Pat Murphy's out of the dugout. He's going to call on Abner Uribe. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. When the game is on, notifications go off, says U.S. Cellular. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. One out, bottom 7. It's a 10-4 Milwaukee lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Adner Uribe takes over. He is the fourth hurler of the day for the Crew. They've got a 10-4 lead in St. Louis. One out, bottom seven. The bases are clear. Hobie Milner retired all four he faced after Bryce Wilson did the exact same thing. In fact, since they scored three in the second inning, the Cardinals have had only one base hit, starting in the third through the seventh. Here's the man who got it, Paul Goldschmidt. He'll greet Uribe. Goldschmidt 1-for-3, and he's driven in a run with a ground out. Abner into his ninth game of the year. And the flamethrower delivers a strike. 97 on the sinker, nothing and one. Uribe 2-1. He's got three saves. 5.19 earned run average for the second year Brewer. Here comes his 0-1. Goldschmidt took just off the plate. A little bit low, 1-1. Last time we saw Abner, he made that great athletic play, fielding his position to save the game, essentially, against San Diego at home on Wednesday. A great play on a Tatis slow ground ball. 1-1 inside, almost hit him, but Goldschmidt able to spin back out of the way. It's 2-1. If you didn't see that play, it's worth looking it up, because Abner's reaction alone was a brilliant one. So he's had a few days of rest. The 2-1. Foul back, and it's 2-2. Time to drive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Cubs playing a doubleheader against the Marlins at Wrigley. Game one's coming down to the wire. 2-2 is down and away. Slider that got past Sanchez to the backstop. Full counts on Paul Goldschmidt. Cubs have a 2-1 lead. It's been a pitcher's duel there as Chicago tries to keep pace with the Brewers in the Central. Top of the eighth, 2-1. Cubbies holding on. One out here. Nobody on in the seventh. 3-2. Struck him out looking with a slider. That froze Paul Goldschmidt, who was locked up, and it was a beautiful pitch by Abner Uribe. Good start for him. A backwards K, ortho ASAP. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Milner started the inning with a strike three looking. Uribe continues the inning with strike three not being swung at. Here comes Wilson Contreras. Cardinals probably a little shell-shocked the way this game has turned. Pitch to Wilson is grounded softly right back to Abner. Comes off the mound. Momentum taking him to first as he fields it. And he says, I don't need to throw it. Let me go myself. He does. Takes it to first. Taps the bag. One unassisted inning over. It has been all Brewers since the third. They've got a 10-4 lead into inning number eight next on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. A Brewers group outing is the best way to celebrate any special occasion. Take the stress out of planning, as Brewers account reps will set you up with seating blocks, tailgate spaces, and more. Learn more at brewers.com/groups. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Jump into spring with Steel battery tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, find real steel at steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com.
Willie Adames leads off the eighth against Andre Pallante. And back to call it for you, here's Lane.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. Pallante looks in, and the first offering to Willie is inside. It's 1-0. Adames 1-for-4. Had the RBI double back in that four-run sixth inning for the Brewers. That's when they broke this game open. Entered the game inning with a 5-4 lead. They left it with a 9-4 lead. And the pitch, a little soft liner into shallow left. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. Willie Adames with his second hit of the day. And the leadoff man is aboard for the crew. And now here's Rhys Hoskins. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Labor's District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits, building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, and feel the power. First pitch to Hoskins is down and in. It's 1-0. Hoskins 2-for-4 today. He's driven in 3 runs in this game, including the first two with a 2-run home run back in the top of the first inning. Pallante out of the stretch, and the pitch down and away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. There is so much trash that is blowing across the infield right now. It's just, you know, hot dog wrappers, things of that nature. There's like 4 or 5 different pieces of that blowing through the infield. A little bit distracting, probably. 2-0 pitch is low. 3 balls and no strikes.
I can tell you what happened. All of a sudden, a massive wind gust picked up, and the wind changed directions. It was going left to right. Then for a moment, it went right to left, and everybody's hot dog wrapper just blew into the air.
Pitch. That is a strike at the knees. It's 3-1.
It was like somebody shot off confetti.
Adames gets his lead from first. Hoskins took a strike. Fastball right at the knees at 95, and it's 3-2. It's like you just got done mowing the grass. Now you got the air blower going, cleaning off your driveway. That's what's going on with the napkins flying everywhere and the hot dog wrappers. 3-2 pitch. Hoskins pops it up, foul and out of play down the first baseline. And we'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, it's baseball season, which is also known as shandy season. Good day for a shandy here today in St. Louis. A refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor, Leinenkugels. Flavor of the moment. Pallante from the stretch. Long hold in the 3-2. And Hoskins drills one out to right. Walker back a couple of steps in front of the warning track. He settles underneath of it and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Got it off the end of the bat just a little bit, did Rhys.
And Walker able to get back there and make the catch. And so one down and a runner at first. And Oliver Dunn is now the batter. Dunn with a hit today. 1-for-4 in this contest. Dunn got off to that really hot start in New York. And over the course of the homestand against the Twins and the Mariners for Oliver Dunn. First pitch to him is low. It's 1-0. Had his first career home run against Seattle. And then cooled off a little bit. Cooled off a little bit on that last road trip. And those three home games against San Diego. Came into today's game just 3 for his last 22. 1-0 pitch. And Dunn took a little bit low with the fastball. It's 2-0. So make it 4 for his last 26. When you factor in his at-bats so far in this game this afternoon. Sanchez in the on-deck circle. And the 2-0 to Dunn. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 95 on that outside edge. It's 2-1. Quiet in the Brewers' bullpen. So it looks like Uribe is going to get the ball in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pallante brings home the pitch, and this is hit pretty well out to center. Tracking it, though, is Ciani. He's back on it, about 5 steps in front of the warning track. Shading the sun with his glove, he makes the catch, and there's 2 outs. And here is Sanchez. Good day today for Gary. 2-for-4. A multi-hit effort for the Brewers catcher. Getting an opportunity to catch today. He's not going to get as many opportunities as your typical backup catcher would get catching. He's going to get his opportunities at the plate. Figured to see him as the DH a lot over the course of the season. Takes a strike. It's 0-1. But William Contreras has made it very clear he wants to catch every day he can. His impact on this team, not just with his play, I'm talking about Contreras, but the way he goes about preparing every day. Pitch is low and inside. 1-ball and 1-strike on Sanchez. The competitiveness he brings to the ballpark every day, the work he puts in, and I'm not just talking about what is asked of you. I'm talking about going above and beyond every day to keep trying to make himself a better player. 1-1, swung on and fouled back. It's 1-2. He is one of the young players on this team, but Pat Murphy will tell you he's one of the pillars of this team. He's almost like a veteran already because he sets such a great example with how he handles himself. One-two pitch. Sanchez able to check on a two-seam fastball down and in. And it's 2-2. Runner at first is Adames. He led this inning off with a single. He's having a conversation with Goldschmidt over there. And the 2-2 pitch. Sanchez rolls one foul up the third baseline. And it'll stay at 2-2. It is really good, though, Josh, to see this offense do what it did so often to start the season through the first 2+ weeks. And they look like that offense again here today. They've hammered out 14 hits. Two-two pitch. Sanchez took low. It's full 3-2.
This is the first big offensive game they've had since exactly a week ago when D.L. Hall last started. But yeah, just 9 runs total the last 4 games. 10 runs in this one game today.
Well, and you look at those numbers you threw out. They scored 3 runs in the first 2 innings in the Monday game against the Padres. And then things got a little tough from there. 3-2 pitch popped up, fouling out of play. And it stays at 3-2. As we talked about with Pat Murphy, though, credit to this team. They kept fighting. And in both Monday and Tuesday's games, they got the tying run to the plate late.
and came up just a little bit short. And they scored four runs last Sunday against Corbin Burns. You'll take that. That's a good offensive day, too. Three-two pitch. Ground ball. Back up the middle. Played on the forehand by Wynn. He'll sidearm it over to first and take care of Sanchez. And the inning is over. Brewers got a leadoff single. Strand Adames there. And we go to the bottom of the eighth. Brewers with the 10-4 lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Our podcasts.
Brewers with a commanding 10-4 lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Abner Uribe stays out there on the mound for the crew. He'll get Nolan Arenado, Ivan Herrera, and Mason Wynn against him here in the bottom of the eighth. It has been a great day offensively for the Brewers. 10 runs on 14 hits for the crew. They have added network health insurance runs and then some over the course of this game. First pitch to Arenado. Misses down and in. It's 1-0. You can hit a home run with your health insurance. Visit networkhealth.com to find the perfect plan for you and your family. 1-0 pitch. That missed inside to Arenado. Two balls and no strikes. Uribe looks in with that blue glove. Righty versus righty matchup. 2-0 pitch. In there with a two-seamer, and it's 2-1. That cut the very bottom of the zone. Two-one. Missed inside. Three balls and one strike, and Arenado spun out of the box. This is the fourth time this year the Brewers have scored double digits in runs. 3-1, walked him. So a leadoff walk to Arenado. And he's aboard for Ivan Herrera. If it feels like the Brewers have had more than that, that's because they have four other times where they've scored seven or more runs on top of those now four double-digit efforts in run production. It's been a very good offense this year, one of the best in the big leagues. Here's a strike to Herrera with a two-seamer. 0-1. I think the thing that stands out about it, and if you're going to put up the numbers the Brewers have put up offensively to start this year, it's not going to come from just two or three guys. 0-1 pitch. Broken background ball, but foul at the first baseline. It's 0-2. But it's going to come 1 through 9, and that's really been the case for the Brewers, whether it's Blake Perkins or Churio or a guy like Oliver Dunn early, Yelich before the injury. Everybody has contributed to the success of this offense over the course of this year. And the hope is for it to continue. They'll have their work cut out for them tomorrow with Sonny Gray on the mound for St. Louis. 0-2 pitch. Missed down and in with a two-seamer. It's 1-2.
He's been dazzlingly good. Was injured for the first couple of weeks. Hadn't given up a run, though, in his couple of starts.
Abner, long hold, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Sinker down and in. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Uribe, his second of this outing. And there's one away for Mason Wynn. Wynn is 0 for 3 today. He's hit it on the ground all three times. With that strikeout for Uribe, it would appear that the Brewers will get Vieira to start playing catch again out in that bullpen. Pitch from Abner is a swinging bunt but foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1.
And how about how good this Brewers bullpen has been today? We're going to talk probably most about the offense, rightfully so. But that walk that Arenado just got, that was the first base runner the bullpen has allowed the whole game.
This game is very reminiscent of the last DL Hall start. You kind of referenced it a little bit ago. 0-1. Up and in. And it's one ball and one strike. But in that game, it looked like it was going to be a 13-12 kind of game. I mean, both teams were going back and forth, and then the Brewers' bullpen took over the game and just shut everything down for Baltimore from that point forward. And it's really been the same thing so far here against St. Louis in this game. 1-1. This is hit in the air to right. Long run for Churio. Cap flies off. He makes the catch on the run for the second out. That was a great read by the youngster out there in right, and showing off his athleticism to be able to get to that ball on his feet and make the catch. And two down now for Lars Nootbaar. Runner at first, two outs, a 10-4 Brewers lead. They have held the Cardinals to just five hits. St. Louis doesn't have a hit since the fourth inning when Goldschmidt had the base hit to left. Pitch is down and in, and he got a piece of Sanchez and gets away from him, so scooting up 90 feet will be Arenado. One ball and no strikes to count here on Nootbaar, who is 1 for 3 today, a double back in the second inning. It looked like this was going to be a better day offensively for St. Louis, but despite the four runs, only the five hits. It's been befuddling how slow of a start this Cardinals offense has gotten off to. One-oh pitch. Missed down and away. Two balls and no strikes. It is ruled a pass ball against Gary Sanchez. That gets Arenado to second. Plenty of the folks here on this Saturday afternoon have left this contest. Uribe in there with a strike, and it's 2-1. Arenado and Adames having a conversation at second base. 2-1. That's in there with a strike. Sinker right at the knees, and it's 2-2. Nootbaar could not offer at it. He flinched at it. He's got a couple of hits in this series. Long hold for Abner, and the 2-2 pitch. Missed outside. Didn't miss by much, but it did, and it's full now, 3-2. One would think this is probably Abner's last batter. He's at 24 pitches. You've got Vieira up in the bullpen. Brewers probably don't want to overextend Abner. They would love to keep him available if they could for tomorrow. 3-2 pitch. Missed low. He walked him. So a couple of walks in the inning. And now first and second for St. Louis. Pat Murphy looking on. Brewers looking into the dugout as well. Gary Sanchez gets up in front of the plate. And now Chris Hook is going to take a visit and go out and chat with Abner Uribe. So trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. Alec Burleson's going to hit for Jordan Walker here for St. Louis. So Burleson will be the pinch hitter. And so Chris Hook's going to talk that over with Abner, and the Brewers, for the time being, look like they're going to stick with Abner and just see if he can get them through this inning with Vieira working behind him in the bullpen. Conference is over between Chris Hook and Uribe. Now, Willie Adames stays in there with a couple more words for Abner. We see that so often from Willie Adames. He has such a big role in the leadership department on this team. So Burleson, left-handed hitter up there against Abner Uribe. Two outs and two on, a 10-4 Brewers lead. Abner brings home the pitch, and the slider misses low. It's 1-0. Don't want this inning to extend any longer than it has if you're Abner. 1-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike with a slider, and it's 1-1. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like today, like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. Grab the brat, maybe spread a little Pine River Colpack cheese spread over it. 1-1 is low and away, two balls and one strike. And then after you heat up, you can cool yourself right back off with some Cedar Crest frozen custard and all of their great flavors. Uribe, 2-1 pitch, bounce that in the dirt. It gets away from Sanchez, and both runners move up 90 feet on the wild pitch. So two walks, two wild pitches. Cardinals have two runners in scoring position, and the Brewers have a six-run advantage. And they need four more outs to put this one in the W column. But there's no desire to make this any more interesting than it is. Uribe with a three-ball, one-strike count on the pinch hitter Burleson. Kicks and delivers. Hit in the air down the left field line. Frelick racing back into the corner on the warning track with a play. A little bunny hop, and he squeezes it for the final out of the inning. Uribe gets out of it. No damage done. We go to the ninth inning. It's 10-4 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Get started on your next outdoor project and save big money now at Menards. Menards is your destination for all concrete products. Whether you're setting a post or pouring a concrete slab, we carry a wide selection of bagged mixes for your outdoor projects. Explore our entire selection of concrete, cement, and mortar mixes in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We We go to the ninth inning, a 10-4 Brewers lead, trying to win this series on this Saturday afternoon and put themselves in a position for a sweep tomorrow. Alec Burleson stays in the game. He's in right field for St. Louis. Pallante stays in the game on the mound, and the first pitch brought home to Blake Perkins in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Brewers jumped out to a